Aquitaine's airport is unique in a lot of ways. For one, it's not on Aquitaine. It's 7 miles away on Akoon Island. That means airport operations are a little more complicated than normal. So they're divided up among three groups: the City of Aquitaine, the Aleutians East Borough, and the State of Alaska. One major task is getting people from Aquitaine to the airport. Sean Holland of the State Department of Transportation says that job falls to just one entity.
The Aleutians East Borough agreed to provide and fund the operation of the marine link between the City of Aquitaine and the island of Akoon.
The borough started exploring their options almost a decade ago. A boat seemed like the obvious choice, but they could also try a hovercraft or a helicopter, whatever was cheapest and most reliable. They hired a maritime engineering firm to figure that out. Gloston Associates said a hovercraft would be able to make the trip to the airport 90% of the time at a cost of just over $1 million a year. They said that made it cheaper and more efficient than a boat. That was in 2005, years before Borough Administrator Rick Gifford was hired. But he knows the history. Based on Gloston's work, Gifford says the borough was prepared to cover the $1 million annual cost.
It was kind of estimated that between charges for passengers and for freight, that they might be able to recoup up to $500,000 of that.
And he says they agreed to pay another $500,000 out of pocket. The borough was able to save money by recycling a hovercraft they'd already bought for King Cove. It stopped running there in 2010 after it proved too costly and unreliable. In March 2010, the state broke ground on the airport. Construction was going well for about a year until the Aleutians East Borough hit a snag. At a meeting in 2011, the borough assembly recalculated how much money the hovercraft would bring in. Their estimates were a lot lower than what Gloston Associates had told them years before, and the assembly wasn't completely sure why. KUCB reached out to Gloston about the alleged discrepancies, and the firm wouldn't comment. Whatever the reason, the assembly was no longer sure if the hovercraft could work long term. So they had a choice: go back to the drawing board, pick a different vehicle, and possibly delay construction, or let it keep going. The state would finish building the airport around the hovercraft, and the borough could eventually use those same facilities for a helicopter in hopes of saving some money. And that's exactly what they decided to do. 3 years later, Rick Gifford, the borough administrator, says things have gone about as well as the assembly expected.
As it's turned out, the hovercraft cost three times more than $1 million. It cost over $3 million. They're just not willing to do that. They can't sustain it.
In February, the borough made the switch to the helicopter. It's going to cost $2 million a year, which is less than the hovercraft, but Gifford says still not cheap enough. So after a decade, the borough is looking once again for a permanent way to connect to the airport. Their only option now is a ferry. Gifford says it'll take at least 5 years and millions of dollars to set one up on Akoon.
A dock and a breakwater is not cheap. It's a major capital item up front, so it's going to take some money to get it started. But once those dollars are put in up front, then you'll reduce the annual operating cost to a point where it's feasible.
Sean Holland of the DOT says the state has money left over for the Aquitaine project. It could help pay for the dock, but Holland isn't sure if they could use it for the helicopter. And that's a problem for the borough. Administrator Rick Gifford says they're running out of money.
So unless we get some financial help from the state and the users, primarily Trident Seafoods, I just don't know how long that the borough will be willing to sustain that higher amount that it's costing them.
Ideally, he says the borough would split the cost of the helicopter with Trident and the state. Trident's processing plant in Aquitaine is the biggest in North America. They fly in thousands of workers every year, but they've already made contributions to the airport. As for the state, the legislature declined to pitch in last year. Gifford says the borough has about 6 months before they can't afford to run the helicopter anymore. It's not clear what that would mean for the 90 residents of Aquitaine Village. Mayor Joe Boreskin says they've been in limbo for a long time, and it's starting to feel like the norm.
Again, it's a revolving door that we have to go through until we get some sort of structure on Akoon for some sort of conventional vessel out there. It's just what we're faced with out here, and we'll deal with it best our abilities.
There's not much else he can do. It's up to the Aleutians East Borough to bridge the gap for good. The only question now is if they'll have to do it on their own. In Unalaska, I'm Annie Ropeek.